Occasionally, placebos work. People told that a pill will help their asthma, high blood pressure, or arthritis sometimes improve, even when that pill contains no medicine. Researchers studying major depression have seen how placebos can actually alter brainwaves, an ability that may lead to a more effective treatment for depression. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
In major depression, people aren't just depressed. They have difficulty sleeping. They lose interest in life. They feel worthless and helpless, and sometimes suicidal. Researchers from UCLA put 25 people with major depression on drug treatment. Another 26 people got sugar pills. The placebo recipients were carefully monitored throughout the experiment so that if they relapsed, doctors could step in. Every week, the researchers measured the electrical activity in the patients' brains. Chief researcher Andrew Luchter says one of their discoveries was expected.
In patients with major depression who were getting an antidepressant medication, that there were changes in brain function that came with the medication.
That's been shown before. They also found that placebos helped some people with major depression. Again, that's been noticed before. It was the third discovery that was unexpected.
What was surprising to us that we found was that in patients who got placebo, that is a sugar pill, that if they got better while taking the placebo, their brain function also changed.
Not only that, the part of the brain that changed was the same area that changed in the patients on drugs. And there was another surprise in store.
Whereas medication tended to suppress brain activity in that region, placebo actually increased brain activity in that region.
Luchter says that opens up new directions for people looking for effective treatments for depression.
There appear to be multiple pathways to improvement, that there isn't just one way that patients can get better during treatment.
If they can figure out which people can activate the placebo response, they may be able to find ways to help other patients do the same.
For example, one of the hypotheses that has been put out there about the placebo response is that it's people who are more hopeful, people who believe more in treatment and believe that they're going to get better, are the ones who get better on placebo.
If that turns out to be the case, there may be a way to work with depressed patients and focus on making them believe that treatment can work. None of this is to say people with major depression should go off their drugs. Luchter points out that while the placebo effect did help 38% of the patients in the study, drugs helped more than 50%. And when the placebo recipients, who had all agreed to be in the study, found out they had been on a placebo, most of them had a return of their depression. The findings are detailed in the January issue of the American Journal of Psychiatry. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.